This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Author and speaker Gail Dines was in Sydney recently as a guest for the Sydney Writers' Festival. Her book, Pornland, How Porn Has Hijacked Our Sexuality, claims porn is now so pervasive it can no longer be ignored. Justine Toe interviewed Gail Dines in the CPX studios.
Can you explain to us how technology has affected the consumption of porn?
Oh, it's completely changed it. I mean, the internet has absolutely changed porn in terms of the quantity and the quality. So just to think about what porn used to be like, and imagine, you know, it all started really around 1953 with the first edition of Playboy, because that was really the beginning of the porn industry, because never before had a pornographic magazine actually circulated through the mainstream channels of American capitalism. So 1953 was Playboy, then 1969 was Penthouse, 1973 was Hustler. And so there you had the kind of threesome of the porn industry that actually laid the economic, cultural and legal groundwork for today's industry. What changed everything was, of course, the internet. And how did it change it? Well, first of all, when you think about, you know, under the Playboy days, you'd have a 14-year-old boy, you know, hormones raging, and he'd go and pilfer his father's Playboy. And he'd have certain limits to how much access to porn he'd had, how much could he really look at. Now, today, right, there's no limits, and it's not Playboy he's looking at, because when he types porn into Google, rather than, you know, sort of coy smiles and provocative poses, the average 14-year-old boy is catapulted into a world of brutality, body-punishing sex, cruelty, and in many ways what looks like sexual torture. Now, this is his introduction to sex, because, you know, in most cases, he's probably not got a history of having any sexual experiences. So this is all he knows. The culture says this is what it means to be male, is to use pornography. And there's no limits to how much he can access. So the whole way in which boys now experience pornography and develop their sense of masculine sexuality has completely been revolutionized by internet porn.
Yeah, there's many issues that you've raised there. Firstly, in terms of boys and their first introduction to pornography, you've mentioned 14, but I think your stats also say that 11 years old is the first
time. I'm being generous when I say 14. You know, some studies put it at 11, some around 12. You can be pretty sure by 14, you know, the vast majority of boys have actually typed porn into Google, and this is what they've come up with.
Yeah, okay. And you wrote an article in the paper the other day, and then people were writing back and saying that not all porn is like that, basically. What's your response to, the body-punishing porn in particular?
Of course not all porn is like that. I mean, you've got, thousands of different types of porn. But what I am interested in is the mainstream porn. What I'm interested in is what comes up when you put porn into Google. What are the best renters? What are the best sellers? And what's interesting when I'm reading all these comments from the articles and listening to people on the radio criticizing me is actually where I get my data from is the porn industry. I'm not making this up as I go along. The porn industry in Adult Video News, which is actually the porn kind of trade paper, every single month they publish the porn charts, which shows the top 10, the top 200 renters, the top 200 sellers, the most visited porn pages and websites. And it's what's called gonzo, which is the body punishing sex. And indeed, what they say is that gonzo porn is the most profitable because it doesn't take very much money to make and it, you know, creates a huge profit. So, I mean, I think a lot of these people who say what I'm talking about is, you know, I'm making it up or it's not true, they actually don't understand the industry. They really don't know what's going on out there.
What about people who watch porn, like as couples, for example, or what about consumers of gay pornography, or perhaps even women watching porn? Are they also watching gonzo? Or?
Well, what's interesting is that the porn industry is always talking about how many women are actually watching porn. The truth is that's a PR, right? Because when you actually speak to people in the porn industry, they say it's still a vastly male consumer base. They're very upset by that, by the way, because of course they want women to watch porn because
that
they're
was
an
the
industry.
Audience. Yeah,
yeah, of course. But so what happens, what we know, when women watch porn, okay, it's complicated. First of all, they're not looking at gonzo most of them. They're looking at what's called feature porn, which is more couples-orientated porn. But I want to make it very clear, we're still talking about pretty body-punishing sex here. This is not softcore pornography as we know it. And also what I found in my interviews with both women and men is that when many of these women are watching it, they're being groomed by their boyfriends into porn sex.
Well, okay.
It's used as a grooming tool, okay? But having even put that aside, right, when women are watching it with their husbands, and they'll say, well, we know, we watch this porn and this is what my husband watches. Well, actually, that's probably not true, because what the industry says is that when the men are alone, it's the gonzo that comes out. So even if you're watching porn with your partner and you think you know what he's looking at, let me tell you, there's a very good chance that when you're not there, he's watching this really body-punishing, cruel, violent imagery.
Justine Toe for CPX speaking to author of Pornland, Gail Dines.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.